The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello and welcome back to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the second of the World Cup semi-finals as Holland take on Argentina. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Lee Phelps. Hi, Lee.
I'm great, thank you, Mark.
Good. We'll move on to Holland against Argentina in a while. But before we get there, we really must talk about what happened last night.
Remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Germany 7-1 winners over Brazil.
Crazy, isn't it? It's funny, isn't it? Because when you're a normal football viewer, you're probably at work today and just going, oh, it's amazing, wasn't it? But when you're a punter, you always kind of, I think, well, I do it. It's not been after time, and you always kind of try and learn from your mistakes, don't you? And think, well, what could I have thought of differently? When you think back to that, And I was hoping, you know, probably foolishly, that Brazil would get to the final just because, you know, just got a bit of a soft spot for them. But when you think about it, I mean, they'd been pretty ropey anyway, and then they lose the captain, who's their kind of their rock at the back. And Germany are always efficient and always organised and always just do the right things. And all they needed to do last night was just do the right things. But God, the way they disintegrated was just embarrassing, wasn't it?
It was. It was embarrassing. That's the thing. It wasn't just a bad defeat. It was an embarrassing defeat.
You wouldn't disintegrate like that if you were playing with your mates, you know, against a good side. Do you know what I mean? There'd be enough pride in your performance just to stop, whether it be 5-a-side, 11-a-side, you know, whatever. Just basic football. You go, right, let's regroup. Let's just stop here a second. But amazing. And all credit to Germany. I'm just gutted for the people who backed Müller to be top scorer. Or there's a lot of people who backed Müller last night to score two or more. How he didn't get more goals and everyone else seemed to around him was a bit of a shock. But I was chortling away at the end because I'd put up on Twitter Oscar to score any time and he scored and everyone's like, oh, consolation, it's meaningless. It's not meaningless if you backed it.
It's not
100 to 30, is it? That's the beauty of betting. Doesn't matter what the score may be, if you've got a bet that runs for you for 90 minutes, it may well pay off. But brilliant, well done Germany.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to win it now? I mean,
no.
No? Okay. I was going to say, with that performance behind them.
Oh, fantastic performance. But this World Cup has been littered with fantastic performances followed by mediocre performances, hasn't it? I mean, look at Holland, who we'll talk about. Smashed Spain to bits. Next game against Australia, they were pretty poor and could have been 3-1 down before they went and scored a second. You know, Germany's previous performances played against Portugal were brilliant. Next game, ordinary, really, I thought. So I think there's been very little consistency, and as good as Germany were, I mean, a lot of it owed, you know, thanks to the way Brazil defended. Look at the second, third, and fourth goals. I mean, it was just daft.
Germany won 7-1 without really
trying
out of second, third gear.
And I think Brazil were just there for the taking, weren't they? By someone, it appeared the confidence was so brittle. That I mean, look, Germany—they should go on and win it now after that performance, obviously. But I'm not going to change my mind on Argentina just because Germany happened to beat a woeful Brazil team on the night.
Don't say that very many times, do you? A woeful Brazil team. Anyway, let's move on to tonight: Holland against Argentina. Holland are 11-5. The draw is 2-1, and Argentina are 7-5. Argentina favourites in the betting league. Do you think they'll go through?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with them. I mean, as last night showed, anything can happen. But, you know, but people are kind of on Twitter today, and I've listened to like Five Live phone-ins and all that sort of stuff, and people are saying, oh, yeah, Argentina will be just like Brazil. They'll try and kick, you know, teams and all that. They're not the same team as Brazil at all. They've been a lot more stable defensively than we thought they would be, actually. They've been a lot better disciplinary-wise than Brazil have been. Argentina have committed 51 fouls, I think it is, so far in their game so far. Brazil have committed 107.
Right.
Holland have committed 91, by the way.
Yeah.
So Holland averaged the same amount of fouls as Brazil have done, obviously having played a game less. So, you know, I think Argentina are a lot more disciplined than people like to think they are. Maybe too disciplined in a way, because they've not really given Messi the freedom that he's needed. They've not given him the ball far enough up the pitch for my liking. He's got the ball too deep and he's had too much to do. And obviously teams have just, you know, put men around him. Now, what I hope they can do is, even if Messi is marked out of the game or kicked out of the game, if you like, I hope they can release the likes of Lavezzi and get him on the ball a bit more. I mean, it's been such a disappointment. Higuain finally came to the party, and I just hope that they can actually push those players further up the pitch. Higuain has been so deep up until the quarterfinal, just been almost redundant. So hopefully, even if Messi is kept out of the game, then I hope that Argentina can find something more going forward. I've been surprised at how good defensively they've been. They look shaky, but they've had three clean sheets so far,
yeah.
Which isn't bad. I mean, to be fair, the teams they've come up against, and it's a little bit misleading. Bosnia pretty much parked the bus and really tried to keep them at bay. Iran just defended.
Yeah.
Switzerland defended. Belgium, I thought, were just a bit poor and run out of steam. Nigeria, the only team who opened up against them and actually scored two goals, and Argentina scored three, of course. So I can't see Holland going out to the sound of the trumpets and trying to win this game. I think Van Gaal's too canny for that. I think he'll look to kind of keep it tight. It may be quite a drab game in comparison to what we saw in the Brazil-Germany game. But I'm going to side with Argentina. I'm not massively confident, but I'm going to side with them just because I've been with them all the time. What I do like, Mark, is the cards in this game.
Okay.
I know we've had this thing where referees, whether they've been told to not brandish the card too much or not, who knows? You know, the reason for that, the rumours are that they didn't want people suspended for the semi-finals and final. Well, doesn't matter about that anymore. Unless someone gets sent off, it doesn't really matter. If you get booked now, it doesn't matter whether you've been booked before. You can't be banned for the final. As I said, Holland have committed 91 fouls, so right up there at the top of the table in terms of the World Cup. Argentina, almost half that many. Argentina, they've had far fewer bookings than Holland have. When you look at the teams against Argentina, though, Bosnia had one booking, Iran had two, Nigeria had two, the game against Belgium they only had two as well. So, you know, there's been far fewer bookings for them than their opponents. The Dutch had three bookings against Spain, one against Australia, one against Chile, none against Mexico, despite all those fouls on Sanchez, which is strange, and two against Costa Rica. So I like Holland to have the most bookings at 11-10. And I also like this market. A Holland card between the 61st and 75th minute at 7-4. It's just a pure stats bet. Of their bookings so far, they've had four of them have been in that bracket between the 61st and 75th minute. Curiously, had three of those have been in the 66th, 64th and 64th minutes. So they seem to commit fouls just after half time, and there seems to be a spell around the hour mark where they either lose the rag or the totting up processes. The referee's just made his mind up. That's enough. I'm gonna card now because that gives me half an hour. You know, where I can calm them down. The other interesting thing is I've noticed from the Argentina performances that a little bit like Barcelona, they tend to be happy to sit and just pass and pass and pass and pass. And it seems to be around the 60-minute mark that they come to life, the way Messi does with Barcelona when they were always up against these teams who defended. And I think Argentina will adopt a similar approach. If it's a very defensive display from Holland or a very regimented display, I think Argentina will wait and wait and wait. And I think they'll go for it around the 60-minute mark and try and get a breakthrough then. And that will just coincide with Holland maybe committing one too many fouls on the likes of Messi and picking up a yellow. So 7-4 for a card between the 61st and 75th minute.
Okay. If the game does pan out like that then, would you be interested in looking at goal time markets for obviously the second half goals or draw at half time, Argentina to go on to win it at full time on the double result?
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, I'm not going to have a bet on the outrights. You know, I've already put up Argentina to win the World Cup at 9-2 way back when, and you know, I'm happy with that. That you know, that's there, it's done. So I'm not personally going to have a bet on the outrights. But if anyone, that's the way I think the game will pan out. If anyone wants to have that bet, then that's, I think the only thing is, Mark, with that is that I'm not convinced it'll be done in 90 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
because Argentina have obviously taken a while to get where they are. Holland will be far more tired than Argentina will be. Argentina have had the best draw of any team in the World Cup in terms of where they've been travelling to from their base. Least to travel in terms of coming from the home country as well, of course. They'll have far more support than the Dutch. I think the longer this game goes on, the harder it becomes for Holland because they had that extra time match against Costa Rica. They had a tough game against Mexico. Let's not forget that. That was one of the hottest games of the World Cup, and they looked out on the feet. It took them until the 88th minute to get a goal against Mexico, worked the socks off to get that result. Then they had the extra time game against Costa Rica. They had, as you've pointed out, on I think it was yesterday or the day before,
yep,
they've had less time to recover than anyone else as well. We've heard Robin Van Persie's got a bit of a stomach upset. You know, I think people, the players will generally be feeling it more, so the longer the game goes on, the more I fancy Argentina. I just, it could take them to extra time, though, to get it done.
Okay. I just think the second half, Holland might get a bit leggy.
I agree with you, but I'm just a bit worried that they might be able to hold out. You know, there's a point being made a lot during this World Cup about the best players in the competition have risen to the top, and I think that's because the extra 1, 2, 3, whatever percent they've got over the other players comes to the fore when there's tiredness around. And I think that from Messi. Messi will be the deciding factor, as usual. He'll be him who, if they are leggy, he'll weave his way through about 4 defenders and finally get on. Or he'll weave his way through, a straight leg will come out, they'll get a penalty and game over. So I think, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see a penalty. I wouldn't even be surprised to see a red card in this match, if I'm being honest.
Right.
Just going back to that bookings, one thing I meant to say but I forgot. The referee, Kunyet Kakir, a Turkish referee, he's refereed 2 games in the World Cup so far. He showed 4 yellow cards in the Brazil-Mexico 0-0 draw. He showed 5 yellow cards in the Algeria-Russia game. Looking back at last season, Europa League, he refereed Sevilla Betis, 6 yellow cards in that. He refereed the semi-final between Benfica and Juve, 4 yellow cards there. In the Champions League, he refereed PSV Milan, 4 yellow cards. Schalke Steaua, 4 yellow cards. Only 3 in the Marseille, Napoli and Celtic Milan games. And his last World Cup qualifying game that he refereed was England versus Ukraine, 1-1 draw, 8 yellow cards. He doesn't mind brandishing a yellow card. No nonsense. So that's why I think there could be a few yellows.
Okay.
They've put over 45 booking points, so 5 yellow cards you'd need for that to land, or 3 yellows and a red, wouldn't you? At 7-4. It's tempting, but I think 4 is probably the maximum, so you might just get chinned on that. So if you're looking for that kind of bet, then you probably want to go the middle range, which is usually 25 to 45, I think, isn't it? That'd be probably where it probably would land, 4 bookings. But you've got all the goals and cards markets.
Yeah, I was just going
to... maybe under 2.5 goals and 4-6 cards, 5-2.
Yeah.
It's not very big, though, is it?
If you're going to do
for
that...
For 2 things to land.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be... I mean, I haven't got the stats in front of me. I wish I'd looked into this a little bit more before I came in, but they both strike me as teams that get quite a few corners.
Well, Holland didn't. This is really interesting. Holland, the first 3 games, were getting like 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Second 2 games, they got 11 against Costa Rica and 10 against Mexico when they had to go and attack.
Mm.
But they won't be going to attack in this game, I don't think. You know, against Spain, I know they won handsomely, but they didn't go out and attack, did they?
It was more counter-attacking, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what it'll be this time. So I think it'll be the other way around. I don't think that there will be that many from Holland this time. It depends on the formation and how they start the game. It might be an in-play bet, that, Mark. When you see how they've set up, then make your mind up. Because the prices won't change too much from kickoff to going in play. They don't change drastically.
No.
So if you've seen the way Holland set up and think this is going to be a counter-attacking display, go low on the corners for Holland.
Yeah, I was just looking at the corners times cards market, because if you think there'll be a lot of bookings, like over 6 cards, well, 6 cards and over. Over 6 cards, rather.
Yeah.
If you do any of the corner markets with them, you're getting massive prices. Under 10 corners and over 6 cards is 12-1. 10 to 12 corners and over 6 cards is 20-1. And over 12 corners and over 6 cards is 22-1. I know the big prices for a reason, but I don't know.
Yeah, I can't see a referee giving that many cards out. And Holland aren't the team they were in the last World Cup, where, I mean, there were 5 yellow cards in their semi-final in 2010. But generally, looking back over previous World Cups, you know, from 2010, 6, 2 and 1998, you've got 5 yellow cards in 0, 3 and 2, 3 and 3. 1998, incidentally, there were 6 yellow cards in one semi-final and 3 in a red in the other. But since then, they don't dish them out too much. I think they try and keep a bit of a lid on it.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously there's a disciplined approach from the players, isn't it? Because it is a semi-final. And getting sent off or getting into trouble early on in the game is going to be it's going to put you into
be a villain, wouldn't you?
You'd be awkward.
Public enemy number one.
Just to finish off that corner stats, Argentina versus Belgium, there are only 3 corners from Argentina, but it wasn't a very expansive game, was it? The Switzerland game, there were 13 corners from Argentina, 12 in the game against Nigeria, which is a very open game. In the game against Iran, they had 10 corners, Argentina. And in the game against Bosnia, they had only 2, which again was a very... It wasn't an expansive game. It was all played around midfield. So again, if the way the game is going is that Argentina are attacking Holland, I'd look at them maybe taking them on a handicap corner betting play. If it's going to be a very tight game, which I think it will be, just look at low on the corners. Okay. What's under 12 corners, incidentally? Just out of under 10 corners, even just on the straight corners markets.
19 to 20.
That's what they think, isn't it?
Yeah, they're onto us. Anyway, back to the match result, and we'll get your best bets in a moment, Lee. Just a couple of headline offers to relay: Robin van Persie to score and Haaland to win in 90 minutes is 5-1. Ian Robin to score and Haaland to win in 90 minutes is 11-2. And Leo Messi to score and Argentina to win in 90 minutes is 5-2. I'm gonna stick my neck out a little bit and just say I think Argentina will get this done in 90 minutes,
right.
And I would side with them at 7-5. I think it's a reasonable price.
Yeah, fair enough. I wouldn't go for that, but I'd go for a very similar price. When do you ever get a chance to back Lionel Messi at 13-10 to score a goal?
When very, very rarely.
And it's a very similar price to the Argentina win, isn't it? So, I'll go Lionel Messi to score any time at 13-10 as my main bet. But I love those bookings bets. The Holland card 61-75 minutes at 7-4. Most bookings for Holland 11-10 as well. I think that they're really nice prices. And you know that I don't like the price too much, but that under 2.5 goals and between 4 and 6 yeah. cards and under 2.5 goals at 5-2, I like the bet. This price is a little bit skinny for me.
Okay. Match times goals as well. Argentina winning under 2.5 goals 16-5. You could do the same for Holland at 9-2 if you think it'd be low scoring but want to pick a result. But anyway, thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, good stuff. Enjoy it this evening.
Thank you. And you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.